Okay, so we're on Daf Yud-Bet tonight. Now, there's a Hatama. This Perek is a whole different genre than what we had before. It's Perek in Dorshin. So I'll speak more in a few minutes. I feel people will come in late, so I don't have to repeat myself. But I'll just go through simple pshat now, and then we'll talk, okay? So going over the first line of the Mishnah, then I'll just slip down to the Gemara. So the Mishnah says Ein Dorshin Barayat B'Shlosha, that you shouldn't teach the halakhot of a rayot with three people. So the Gemara ends up saying that the pshat is that you shouldn't have a rebbe with the rebbe and three students, I think, right?
Yeah.
So wait. Let me just make sure the Gemara again. One second. Lishlosha, Laban Min HaDorish. This is the Rebbe is teaching three people, is the way the Gemara says it. In other words, it's a total of four people. So he shouldn't teach three people. He should teach two people. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says in Dorshin Barayat Bishlosha. The way the Gemara concludes, Loba Masay Bereishit Bishtayim. And Masay Bereishis, again, it's a question of what he's talking about. Masay Bereishis means like the creation, but it might be Bryce's, it might be more Alpi Kabbalah, but Bishnaim, he shouldn't teach that to two students. He should have one, Velobi Merkava Biyachid, he shouldn't teach Mirmasi Merkava. I mean, it sounds like it's referring to the vision of Yechezkel, but could also refer to a Bryce with one, and Kini Achacham of Imidaito, unless he's like a very exceptional student. Are you on Chagiga Yud Aleph Amud Beis, page 22? All right, wrong Masechta. Okay. So let's go back now to the bottom of the Gemara. So five lines from the bottom of the Gemara. This is Velo B'Maaseh Bereishit B'Shnayim. So Men Amida, where do we know this halacha? We're on page 22, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Okay, Velo B'Maaseh Bereishit B'Shnayim. So you shouldn't darshan Maaseh Bereishis with only two students. And we'll discuss what Maaseh Bereishis is in just a few minutes. Okay. So Menani Mili, where do we know the Salacha from? The Tana Rabbanan. So we learn the Braisa. The Braisa says, Ki Shalna Liyamim Rishanim. Shalna is speaking to one person. In other words, if you inquire, Ki Shalna Liyamim Rishanim, Yachid Shoel Bein Shnayim Shoelim. Meaning, like, you're teaching one person, and one person is the Shoel, not two people. Yechol Yishaladam Kodam Shinu Rahaolam. I might think that a person could inquire what took place before the world, before the universe was created, from the time that man was created on the earth, but we'll see in a little bit. He says, I would think that inquiry from the Sheshis Mei Breishis before man was created is not proper. So the Yamim Rishonim would be from, you know, the Maaseh Breishis that I can inquire. He says, Yechol Yishaladam Malamalu, Malamata, Malafani, Malachor. I might think a person could inquire what's above, what's below. Again, all these things are subject to Machlok, but Rashi learns in the Mishnah, Malamala, Merakiya Shal Rashi, what's above the heavens that are on top of the Chayot, the celestial beings, Umalamatami, and what's below them, Umalafanim. Rashi says, Chusmachit, Rakila Mizrak, Malachor, outside the heavens. But it means like, I would say like things that are like outside our universe or things like that. He says, Tamadomar, from one edge of the heaven to the other edge of the heavens. I mean, the Mikseishmaimatashwell, from one edge of the heavens to the other, you can inquire about that. Means there's certain things a person shouldn't inquire, like what was before there was a universe, that type of thing. You know what? So he says here. Now, let me just do a few lines, and I'll pause, and I'll make my hakdama, okay? So, hashta denafgaleim yidam ksei shemayim yakasei shemayim. So now that you told me in the pasuk, it says that you can ask, ksei shemayim yakasei shemayim. I can ask from one edge of the heavens to the other edge of the heavens. It means I'll ask about, you know, the universe, what's in the universe, but I can't ask what's outside the universe. So he says, l'min ha'yom asher bara elokim adam al ha'aretz lamali. Why do I need l'min ha'yom asher bara elokim adam al ha'aretz? Meaning, if I can't inquire what's outside the universe, as a corollary to that, I can't inquire what took place like before the world took place, before the world came into an existence. In other words, I shouldn't ask like outside the scope of this existing universe. You shouldn't put my inquiry into that. So if I can't do it outside the geographical scope, I can't do it outside the chronological scope. So he says here, so that I would know. So the Gemara says, what do we need? So, and here the Bach is on the words. So we need it for what Reb Lazar teaches me. Man, and again, it's hard to understand all of these things. All these Gemaras are very difficult to understand. That man, what, you know, he extended from the earth to the heavens. And then once he sinned, Kadosh Baruch Hu put his hand on him and diminished him. So I don't remember, Rabbi Leibowitz was saying it's metaphorically, but in some way man was diminished. So Chorba Kedem Sartani, this is a pasuk we've had before. If you remember in Brako, the Gemara had a Chorba Kedem Sartani, a man was created male and female initially in one being. And then Batashalai Kapecha, you put your palm, you Hashem, put your palm, Hashem's palm on me. So let me just do a few more lines and then I'll pause. We're six lines from the top on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yudama Rav. Rabbi Yudama says, and Rav, Adam Arishma Misofa Olam Yad Sofo Ayah, that originally man, he extended from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. He says, Shenemar L'menayoma Shabra L'kim Adam Al Ha'aretz L'mekseh Shemayim V'akseh Shemayim. That from when man was created on Haaretz, Ulam Ikseh Hashemayim, to the edge of heavens, the Ikseh Hashemayim. So assuming that man extends from one Ikseh Hashemayim to the other Ikseh Hashemayim. Kevin Sarach, once he sinned, he needed Kadosh Baruch Hu Yad Avalav, Umiyato. Hashem put his hand on him and diminished him. Shnemar Vateshalai Kapecha. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Kashuk Proyadadi. So we have one Pasuk that seems to say the man was like extended from the earth to the heavens. And another phrase in the same pasuk seems to say that man extended from one edge of the heavens to the other edge of the heavens. So it's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, "Edi bidi chad shiuru." That's all one shear. Okay, let me just do a little introduction, and then we'll pause. We'll take some questions and comments and thoughts. Okay. So again, the flow of this Gemara is very different than other Gemaras. So the first several dapim of this is from the Aladaf. The first several dapim of this parak are comprised of an agadata, much of which deals with esoteric and mystical topics, such as Maase Breishit and Maase Merkava, the world's creation and the depiction of the heavenly chariot as envisioned described by Yechezkel Navi in the first parak of Yechezkel. Since the Mishnah forbids teaching such topics in public to avoid serious misunderstandings, we feel the Aladaf is not the proper form to delve into such matters. The Rambam writes that in general, stories recorded in Agadot are not to be taken literally because they are allegories containing hidden secrets of the Torah that can be understood only by wise sages. So I didn't look up this Rambam, but the Rambam says that there are things, the way that, let me see where he quotes in the Rambam, 1 second, 58, give me 1 second. Oh, right. So the Rambam actually says that there are three different types in Gemara. The Rambam says some Gemaras should be said literally, some Gemaras definitely not literally. And then some, you know, could be, I think, you know, either way, I think it depends on your interpretation. So let's just see in a minute. The Ramchal, that's from Moshe Chaim Lutzato, likewise writes that the Agadata contains Sitrei Torah, secrets of the Torah, and Kabbalistic concepts. In other words, like, you can't understand these Gemaras. Man was, you know, to the heavens and from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. He says, these concepts cannot be openly revealed to the masses because of a concern that people might misunderstand and misinterpret their true meaning. Does that therefore veil the Kabbalah in stories and parables and divulge its meaning only to those deemed worthy, who in turn taught the wisdom privately to worthy students? Thus, only one with an unbroken chain of tradition can possibly know how to decipher the true symbolic meaning of Agadata and of Kabbalah. Now, the Ritva writes regarding an esoteric Agadata recorded in Baba Batra in Gimel on Bayes, Rabba Bar Bar Khan. In other words, there's a whole, so remember Hamocher Asfina. So there's the whole series of Agadatas with Rabba Bar Bar Khanna, where he sees these like unusual, remember there's this book, Juggler and the King, and they give the Raz interpretation of it. But some of the reported stories there, as fantastic as they may sound, should be interpreted literally, as the Rashbam there indicates, because there are moral lessons to be gleaned from them. Notes to the article Schottenstein, the position of the Talmud, for an excellent presentation of the Gadata and introduction to some concepts mentioned here. A word of caution before one explores and studies Kabbalistic teachings. Even though the Gemara in Bava Batra and Kuf Lamed Daled indicates study Kabbalah is more exalted form of study than ordinary Gemara, Davar Gadol, Maaseh Breishit, Maaseh Merkava, the Shach, citing the Rambam, explains that the study of Kabbalah is likened to a dessert dish which must follow the main course, knowledge of the entire halakha-based Gemara. Citing several great Kabbalists, the Shach cautions that many who have reversed the proper order of study by studying Kabbalah for the main course, Gemara and Halakha, have been tragically harmed. The Gemara and Daf Yudalam Rebeis relates several sages who delved too deeply into this lofty study and as a result were tragically harmed. We'll have it Arba'ah Nichnasu LePardes. Well, it's coming up in the Gemara that four Chachamim entered Pardes and only Rabbi Akiva was Nichnas B'Shalom V'Yatsa B'Shalom. Moreover, the Gemara below on Yud Gimel relates that Rabbi Lazar, when offered to be taught Maaseh Merkava, declined the offer, claiming he was too young. The Gemara clearly indicates that a certain age or level of maturity must be reached before studying Kabbalah. Also, one may not study Kabbalah unless he has perfected his character and has attained a high level of Yirat Shemayim, fear of heaven. The Shach cites the view of some who maintain that the minimum age to study Kabbalah is 40. As the Mishnah Avot states, Ben Arba in Labina, 40 is the age of wisdom or perception. So the way that the Ashkenazi poskim say that before one studies Kabbalah, a person has to be Mali Kreso, you know, with the Gemara and poskim before one attempts to even, you know, approach Kabbalah. I think Sfarim have a more kind of, a more open view towards it. But, you know, the Ashkenazi community was very much, you know, burned from people who studied Kabbalah with Shabtai Tzvi and things like that. Okay, so who's got questions, comments, or thoughts? And we're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And who's got questions, comments, or thoughts?
Rabbi, I have a question.
Yeah, what's up, Daniel?
When they say Misofa Olam at Sofa Olam, first of all, Olam means the whole world. So that includes not the earth. But what's the understanding? When they talk about Adam HaRishon was Misofa Olam, and also later on they say he was able to see Misofa Olam at Sofa Olam. Can you explain that a little bit maybe better?
No, I really can't. I don't know what to say. The simple shot is that men extend from one end of the universe to the other end of the universe. But what
so
this
not
means
the earth is, necessarily, universe, yes.
It's Misofa Olam, or it might be the world. I don't know what to say. What is article translated as? It says, let's see how the article translates it. One second. He says, one end of the world to the other is what he says. Yeah. When he laid down, his head reached the eastern extremity and his feet reached the western extremity. So that sounds like he's saying the earth. That sounds like saying the earth. Okay, I don't have a better pshatim on that.
Okay, and when they talk about seeing from one end of the world to the other end of the world,
we didn't get that line yet. Wait, okay. Wait, do you have a question, Rafi? You mean chronologically? Yeah. All right. Let's take a look further in the Gemara. Okay. Now, So we're up to around the 10th line down on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Okay. So, Va'amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Asarot Vrim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. There were 10 items that were created B'Yom Rishon, the first day of creation. Be'eluhain, these are the 10 items. Shemayim Va'aretz, heaven and earth. Tohu Vavohu. So, what Tohu, usually they say, like void without form, but we'll see the Gemara will have its own drasha what tov avo means, or v'choshech, light and darkness. And Rav Leibowitz was saying, like you see from the Gemara, like we usually think of darkness as the absence of light, but the Gemara takes it in the whole bunch of Rishonim and Achronim, who said that there's an entity known as choshech. He says, ruach umayim, which is wind and water, midat yom midat laila, like the length of the day and length of the night. Okay, now the Gemara takes them down Siriatim, as we say in law. Shemayim va'aretz, that he created the heavens and the earth. Dechti, b'reishit bara Elokim made a shemayim va'aretz. That's pretty straightforward. Tohu v'avohu, dechti va'aretz hayta tohu v'avohu. The world was tohu v'avohu. Or v'choshech, choshech dechti v'choshech al panei tahom. Choshech was on the face of the depths. Or dechti v'yom Elokim hi or. Ruach umayim, wind and water, dechtiv, ruach elokim, rachefet al panei amayim. So here, ruach seems to be like, could be the spirit, like Usually, ruach mean wind, ruach means spirit. Here's the pasuk the Gemara quotes is that the spirit of Hashem was on the face of the earth. Let me take a look 1 second at how the art scroll has this. 1 second. He says breath and water. The breath of God holding all the waters. That's the way the article translates it. He says, midat yom midat laila d'chtiv ayera v'yivokri yom echad. And Rashi says, midat yom midat laila, the eighth narrow line, chaftal sh'om bein shneim, that between day and night, you have 24 hours. Okay, so the first medium wide line, tana tu nebraisa, tohu kav yorok sh'makif et kulam kulo, tremenu yetzach choshech. Tohu is this green or yellow band that encompassed the whole world, and from there came Choshech. Shenemar, and here, Mark, let me see what the Bach has here. He says, Yatsa Choshech Leolam. Shenemar, Yashet Choshech Sitro Sibibotav. He'll place Choshech, like from his secret places around him. So that's Tohu. Vohu, Elu avanim amufulamot mashukot b'tahom. These are like these wet stones that are embedded in the tahom, in the depths. Shemihen yotzimayin. The water comes from there. Shenemar v'natela kav tohu va'avnei vohu. He'll, and let me get the translation because a lot of these psukim are not so common psukim. He says,
and he shall extend.
I have it. Thank you. Okay. He shall extend upon it the line of tohu and the stones of bohu. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. 1 second. 1 second. All right, now...
can I ask a question?
In six lines, you can. Okay, just wait 1 minute. Okay, the... V'avnei vohu. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'or b'yom rishon ivri, you mean light was created on the first day, that on day four, he places the luminaries in the sky, so how can the Tana of the Brice say that, or how could Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rab, say that light was created on day one when it seems like light was created on day four, Yom Ravi? So, and here the Bach has the words, Ella kid Rab Lazar, the Amr Rab Lazar, or Shabrak Shabrak Yom Rishon, the light, and I think this is what Daniel was referring to before, that the light that was created on Yom Rishon, and I'm Sofo Bomi, Sofo Lami Yatsofo, a person could see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Almost, it was some sort of supernatural light. He says, once Hashem looked at the door of Mabul, door of Palaga, I don't know if he means at that time or he means he saw that it would occur, the generation of the flood and the generation of the Migdal Bavel, the obviously sinful generations, Brashama Sema Kukalim, he saw that their actions were very, destructive or perverse. Amadu Gnazomehen, so he hid the light. Shenemar v'yimanami rishayim oram, he'll prohibit, he'll block the rishayim from their light. Lumiyken azo, who did he store it for? The tzadikim la tilavo. Shenemar v'yar lokim et or kitov. It says the pasuk says God saw the light kitov vein tov el tzadik, meaning v'yar lokim that he saw the light and he preserved it for the person that's called tov. Shenemar imrut tzadik kitov. He says that the say the tzaddik is tov. So when it says Vayar Lokim ki tov, Gareth saw the light and that it was good to preserve it for the person who's called tov. Came in Shura Or Shiganazo the tzaddikim, once the Or, the entity known as Or, saw that he, the Or, had been preserved for the tzaddikim, and then see the Bach again, he says, Miyad Samach, so the Or was happy, Shnemar Or tzaddikim Yismach, that the light for the tzaddikim was going to be very happy. Now, Rabbi Lee was just talking about this. He was saying that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, Sof Ma'aseh Af Shabbat Chilo, he knows everything from the beginning. So why? So what he's saying that, like, sometimes in life you'll work on something, and the MS is it's not usable in the current context that you work in. You work very hard at an object, and you have it, but it doesn't work for where the situation you're finding yourself in. So sometimes you just have to put it aside. And then, like the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he had this wonderful light, but it sounds like, to my interpretation of the Gemara, that he's putting it, because it says in it, by your own team in a work, he told. So it sounds like right away in Maaseh Bereishis, he saw, oh, this isn't good, because the guy, one second, the Dvar Mabul is going to come up. It'll be 1 second. So this, that's what Rav Leibowitz was saying. Okay, what do you have for me, Rafi? And then I'll come to you for... It looks like what? Time. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think that's the way that people understand this Gemara, but you know, there's different ways. You mean the ability to see the future is what you mean? You mean so that's what the or was, you want to say? Okay, that's an interpretation. I mean, it says you could see, in other words, when it says me so far, let me out so far. Okay, so Daniel, you would ask before what me so far, let me out so far is. So Rafi says he thinks it means to see from time. Okay, Fern, what do you got? You've been very patient. What's up, Fern?
Thank you. What was created first, Tohu Vavohu or Shamayim Va'aretz?
Well, I'm not an expert on this, but reading the Psukim, it sounds like Shamayim Va'aretz were created first, the way the Gemara understands it. That's the way that this Gemara seems to understand it. It depends how you understand Tohu Vavohu. So usually, like, if you look at King James Version, they'll say that the world was, what void and without form is where they usually translate Tohu Vavohu. But the Gemara gave a different shot of what Tohu Vavohu was. So
it did. It gave it very specific avanim and all that.
Yeah.
And the green.
Yeah. So he says here in the article, footnote 11, Rashi in the Chumash states, Tohu connotes astonishment and bafflement, where Bo indicates emptiness and desolation. That's the way Rashi in the Chumash says. But our Gemara has a different shot in Tohu Vavohu. We said that Tohu was the green line that encircled the entire world, and light, darkness came from it. And Bohu is referring to like these deep stones in the deep where the water came from. So, but from this Gemara, it sounds like first you have Shemayim Va'aretz, and then you have Tohu Vavohu. That's what it sounds like. All right.
Because I always thought that Tohu Vavohu was first, and everything else was to make a Seder to it.
I understand. Okay, what else? Yeah, so I'm going to take one more question, then I have to move because I'm going to run out of time. So it's here because the last Mishnah that we learned, remember we had learned about on Shabbos, about certain things were harin tlui misara, and then other things were spelled out. So one of the things that was spelled out is arayot was spelled out. And then once we had arayot, so ein dorshin barayot bishlosha, and then led to the other piece. Okay, so that's... We're going to move on. I commented on your thing, but I got to move on now. I don't have time. I did. We spoke, and you weren't here. Okay, you'll hear. You'll listen to the recording. Okay, let's go further with Gemara. All right, now. Okay. So we're around 6 months above where it gets medium or very wide. I'm based on Aleph and Fagia, the back of the Gemara. Okay. So he says, Kitnai, like this is the Machloket Tanayim. Or Shabrak Shabrak will be on Rishon, Adam Sofa, Mabibo, Mi Sofa, Ulamia, Sofa, the Rabbi Yaakov. According to Rabbi Yaakov, the primordial or you can see from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. Rafi's pshat was to see in time, but it sees from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. But Chachamim Omrim, Hein Hein Moroch, Nivru Ubi Yom Rishon. He says, the Chachamim say, no. When it says or, it's referring to like the luminaries like the sun, the moon, their bodies, they were created on Yom Rishon, or little on Yom Revi, but they weren't hung in the heavens until the fourth day. So it's two machloket what the or was. You know, either the or is like this unusual or it's the regular or. So Amar Rav Zutri Bar Tuvim Rav, Ba'asra Devarim Nivra Ha'olam, with 10 items was the world created. The Chachma Tuna, wisdom and Tuna's deep understanding. Uvidad of koach knowledge and strength. Uvigaara is like with rebuke. Uvigvura, with tzedek of a mishpat. So now the Gemara takes it down seriatim. Bechesed of rachamim, bechachmo v'tfuna. I'm sorry. Bechesed of rachamim, right? So that's it. The chesed around that's the 10. Okay. Bechachmo v'tfuna. Dechtiv Hashem bechachmo yisad eretz. Konein shemayim v'tfuna. So it says Hashem, He founded the earth with chachma. And he established the heavens, b'tvuna. So that's two down. B'dat, with knowledge, d'chti b'dato tohomot nivka'u. With his knowledge, the depths were split apart. B'koachu gvura, koachu gvura, d'chti mechin harim b'kocho, he prepares the mountains with his koach, ne'ezar b'gvura, It's like strengthened with his power. The Ga'ara is like rebuke. Dechtiv amudei shemai mirofafu, that the pillars of the heavens like will shudder. Be it mehumi Ga'arato, and sort of like, I don't know, be shocked from his rebuke. But tzedek of a mishpat was righteousness and justice. Dechtiv tzedek mishpat mechon kisecha. He says that like the permanence of your seat is with tzedek and mishpat, with righteousness and justice. Bechesed of rachamim, bechesed of rachamim. Dechtiv zechor rachamecha Hashem chasdecha kimuhim. Remember your rachamim and your chasadim that existed me'olam, like forever. So the earth was great with that. Okay, v'amar Rabbi Marav, v'shash Baruch Hu Shbarach Olam, when Hashem Baruch Hu created the world, I am marki b'holech kishtei pakayot shel sheti. Like the earth was like rolling out like two balls of like wool from the sheti, is like from the loom. He says, "Hashegar boa Hashem Baruch Hu." Then we don't. So Hashem Baruch Hu, you know, was anger and put them in place. It sounds like, I don't know, like the Big Bang, and then like putting a halt to it. He says, "Shenemar amudei shemayim yirofafu." That the pillars of the heavens like will shudder, yitmuhumi garato, and they'll be shocked from his rebuke. That was, let me just see you in a second. He says the pillars of the heavens shudder and were astounded by his rebuke. Okay, v'hanum da'amar Reish Lakish, my dichtiv nikel shakai. What does the pasuk mean? Hashem says to Abraham Avinu, "Nikel shakai lech l'tonai b'yetamim." He says, "Hu shamarti liolam die." I said enough. In other words, like you've spread out enough. That's it. Okay. Now, then he says here, "Ika da'amri" is what the Bach heads. Amri shlak shvishbrok shbrok yam. When Hashem created the sea, hamarchi v'holich, it was like extending. Atchagarba v'kashbarku. So Hashem like rebuked it and dried it up. Shinebar Goer Bayam by Shehu. The Khulhana Rakha wrote Bahanur Khachriv. So he rebuked the Yam, he dried it out, and all the rivers he also dried. Tan Rabbanan, Bechamim Rim Shamaim Nivru Tahil Bakarkas in the Great Haaretz. Bechamim says the heavens were created first and then the earth. Shinebar Bereshit Bar Elokim Eda Shamaim Vida Aretz. In other words, Shutra Kamashmo, Shamayim then Aretz. Bidol says the earth was created, then the Shemayim. Shinemar, Biyomasod Shemokim Eretz Shemayim. Another pasuk in Bereshis, it says Hashem created Eretz Shemayim. So each one has a different pasuk, and the way this is going to be, we're going to we'll touch up the svaras and why each one doesn't agree with the other one. Marlon Beit Hillel Beit Shammayim. So Beit Hillel said to Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel is the earth first. He says, Ludvrechem Adam Bona Aliyah B'Charkach Bona Bayit. According to your argument that the heavens came first, does it make sense? Does a person normally build like the attic before he builds like the lower story? The pasuk says he builds on the shemayim ma'alotav, his upper stories, upper story. I said attic, upper stories. His chevra is on the earth. That's the people. Amar lan Beit Shammai, the Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai said to Beit Hillel, "Levrechem, Adam says shrafraf acharkach." Was like to say, does a person build the footstool and then afterwards the chair? It was first you build the chair, then you see how everything fits, and then you build the footstool, and the chair is more important. Shnemar koamar Hashem Hashemayim kisiva aretz adam raglai. Hashem says, famous pasuk, we have it on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that the heavens are my kisei and the eretz is adam raglai, is my footstool. So v'chachamim omrim. So we have two shitos so far. So Beit Shammai says that the heavens are created first, Beit Hillel says the earth first. But Chachamim omrim, zev zeh kachat nivru. The Chachamim say they're both created simultaneously. Shenemar af yadi yasta eretz, v'mini tibcha shemayim. That my hand founded the earth, and my right hand measured the heavens. Korei ani alehem yamdu yachav. I declare both of them they should stand together. The key is the last word, yachav. So the Chachamim say that both created together. The Idach, now the other two, Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, what do they do with that last pasuk? Ma yachdav, what does yachdav mean? Lo mishtalfin mehadadi, that they can't loosen from one another. They're both there in permanence. So the Gemara says, kashu prayadadi, but we have a melech stira in the pasukim. One pasuk says, reshit bara lakim shemayim v'aretz. The other pasuk says, biyom asar lakim eretz v'shemayim. So Amarish Lakish, as a question how to touch up this Reish Lakish, it might be that he's supporting Beit Shammai, or he says, kshnivru bara shemayim, when he created everything, he created the heavens and then he created the earth. Ukshanata nata aretz v'charchach nata shemayim. When he put everything in place, he put the earth in place first, and then he put the earth in place. Listen, he says God set them in place. He first set the earth, and afterwards the heavens. Okay, one second. He says, "My shemayim." What does the word shemayim mean? So, Am Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina shemayim. That's where the water is. But Nitzatana Eshumayim, right? So, it means fire and water. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu brought fire and water. They're both like polar opposites, whatever. They never get along. He mixed them all together. He made the heavens. Okay, just a few more lines. I'll try to pause for a minute. Sha'al Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, Kshum Halchin Baderek. So Rabbi Shmuel posed the following question to Rabbi Akiva when they were walking by the road, on the road. Remember the Gemara we had in Brachot, the Nachamish Gamzu, he would say everything is Gamzu Latova, and then says how Rabbi Akiva, how he took the trip, remember he brought the rooster with him, he had the donkey with him, and he had the torch, the candle, everything blew out and got destroyed and killed. And then each time he said Gamzu the Tova, and it turned out that a marauding troop had gone through the town, and had they seen the candle, heard the donkey bray, or heard the rooster crow, he would have been finished. So it was Gamzu the Tova. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So you were Meshamish Nachamish Gamzu for 22 years. Shadorish Kol Etin Shabbatorah. So he, if you remember, we had the Gemara in Mesech Pesachim, that Nachamish Gamzu was Doresh, all the Etin the Torah, till he got to Ed Hashem Lokecha Tira, and he was Poresh. So he says, Ed Hashemayim Bid Aris, Maya Doresh Bayim. So let's do Pasuk Aleph. How does he darsh in Ed Hashemayim Bid Aris? What does he do with the two Eds there? So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Kiva said, Ilu Nemar Shemayim Bid Aris, it would say, Bereshit Bara Elokim, Shemayim Bid Aris. He says, Hayiti Omer Shemayim Shemosh Lel Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shemayim Bid Aris Shemosh Lel Kadosh Baruch Hu. I would have thought it's Bereshit Bara Elokim, Shemayim Bid Aris. Elokim Shemayim Bid Aris, that's his name. Elokim Shemayim Bid Aris. Now you have Ed in between. That can't be a name. Nobody has the word Ed in the name. So turn page. Ed Ha'aretz Lamali. The Gemara says, okay, but once I have the first Ed, I don't need the second Ed. Ed HaShemayim I need. But what do I need Ha'aretz? L'haktim Shemayim La'aretz. In other words, L'haktim Shemayim La'aretz. So if it wouldn't say Ed, I would say that the heavens and the earth were created at the same time. He says, he says, in other words, you can't, there's no way to say everything simultaneously or to write it down like as if it's simultaneously. So I would say, et hashamayim v'ha'aretz, the shamayim v'ha'aretz were created simultaneously together. So, but now that he says, et hashamayim v'ha'aretz, then I understand that the way this drush is going, the shamayim were created first. V'ha'aretz et ha'tovavohu, the earth was tovavohu, mifti. So the Torah flows is like he gets the heavens and the earth, and then he starts talking about the earth. So why is he talking about Shemayim first? So Tana to be Rabbi Shmuel. So Bryce was from the base bench for Rabbi Shmuel. Mashal Melech Basar Vadam Shemar Vadam Hashkimu Liftachai. It's like an immortal king. He says to his servants, "I want you to get up early to my door in the morning. I want to see everybody at the crack of dawn." And then I think Tzbach is the word L'machar. L'machar, Hishkim. So the next day, the king gets up. Matan Hashim and Anshim. He sees women and men at his door, his servants. Who's he going to praise more? L'misha Eindar Kol Hashkim, Hishkim. The people who normally don't get up early. So the Gemara takes it that women don't get up early normally is the way the Gemara takes it. But the point is that the... if you look in the Rashi, the third wide line, Hakanami, the Kavod Shemayim Tchila Havalei Eretz in Dark Olashkim. In other words, he says Shemayim and then he says Eretz. So Eretz is like last. Va'ocha Kolmasa Eretz Mitunim, and Eretz everything takes a long time. I guess the Psukim spell out everything that he did with it. Umasa Shemayim B'Mehirut Zu Hishkima Ima Shneveru Kachat L'Chach Tchila Saper Masa Tchila. So it begins. So the fact that the Eretz, you know, was there, was Mashkim, through the Ritzon Hashem, so we discuss it. Because it normally is a more drawn-out thing with the Eretz, is what the Gemara wants to say. All right, just a few more lines, and then we'll pause. Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, Oilam Rabbi Yosherod, Ben Yodot, what's the base? He says, Rabbi Yossi says, what are the creatures that see and don't know what they're seeing? They're standing, they don't realize what they're standing on. Now, by the way, with Shemayim Va'aretz, I forgot, this Rabbi Leibowitz, he mentioned a whole bunch of drashas about whether the Shemayim was created first or the Aretz was created first. So, 1 minute. One shot was, or should a person study Torah or get married first? Like, I think he quoted the Ben Yehoyada Yada on that. Like, there's a machlok in the Gemara Kiddushin. Is it no se'isha v'acharkach lomei Torah or lomei Torah v'acharkach no se'isha? So Shemayim represents like the learning first, and the Eretz is more like the worldly pursuits that way. Then he mentioned some other pshat about Shemayim v'aretz. 1 second. What?
The picture might say you should first study.
Right, that was another pshat that he had. He said, "You heard something, or you were about to study?" Right. So he mentioned the Gemara in Erevin, like Daniel was saying. He mentioned the Zmachlok and the Gemara in Erevin. Whether it's Noach Lo Liadam Shenivra Mishlo Nivra or not. So one side says, in other words, it came out. One second. Give me 1 second. Let me just think for a second. 1 second. Shemaiva Aretz. All right, it, the way it was is like if you say Shemayim Va'aretz is like it sounds like that it's Noach Lo Shlo Nivra. The Eretz represents like man, and the Shemayim represents, you know, the things that are the Ruchni. I have to go over it. But he had some other pshatim also as well. When I listened to it, let me see. It was
Shemayim Va'aretz, right?
All right. That's some other pshat. 1 second. All right. I don't remember them so well. But that was like you get the idea that all these gemaras are different ways to darshan them metaphorically. Okay. Now let me go a little bit further, and then I'll pause this another 10 lines. Okay. So he says here. So people don't realize what they're standing on, and so forth. He says, "Haaretz ama omedet." What is the land? What is the earth resting on? Al hamudim, on the pillars. Like he establishes the earth from its place, and it's amudeya palatsum, like its pillars shake. Amudim. Now the amudim, the article I had quoted from the Marashah, this the amudim, I think were what he said were the not the pillars. He had in a chat here. He said, 1 second. Are those the Gedolim and Torah? What are they? Because the pillars, it says the next to the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, Oshlosha Dvarim HaOlam HaMeid, three things that the earth rests on, and that's Torah Avot and Gemilas Chasadim. So they don't realize what the Eretz is resting on, which is Torah Avot and Gemilas Chasadim. He said, those are the Amudim. He says, and then, he says, Amudim alamayim. The Amudim rests on water. Water is a metaphor for Torah. Shinemar l'rokaha aretz alamayim. He establishes the earth on the mayim. Right. So he says the proper forms of study, footnote 7, by service kindness, depends on the definition of the framework established by the Torah. Not every kindness is a bona fide kindness. So they're thinking of doing that kindness is doing quite the opposite. Anyway, so he says, then mayim al haharim. The water, the Torah rests on the mountains, Shnimala Harimyam Dumayim. And here he says mountains are the spiritual giants of each generation. The correct interpretation of Torah is in the hands of Torah luminaries. He says, so that's where the Harim are. He says, Harim Beruach. And the mountains are on the Ruach. And the Ruach here is the wind. So he says the wind, the wind or the spirit, he says, means, specifically means capacity for free choice. The mountains stand upon the Ruach, and that stability of spiritual giants depends on their constant battle to choose virtue over vice. Shnemar kinei yotzer harim uvorei Ruach. You create the mountains and you create the Ruach. But the harim are resting on the Ruach. Ruach b'sa'ara, and the Ruach rests on the Sa'ara. Sa'ara is the storm, but he says Sa'ara is associated with the Yetzer Hara. he says, Shinema Ruch Sarav Sadbro, Saratlu Yibizro Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that depends on the Zroa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says in footnote 16, even man's battle with the evil inclination depends upon, in part, upon God's arm and assistance. And like you know, every day the Yitzhahara, you know, it gets strength, and Malay HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro LeYecholo. But for Hashem's help, you couldn't overcome it. Shneimar Mitachad Zroot Olam, and it was underneath it all is Zroot Olam. But Chachamim Omrim Al Yud Beit Amudim Obedet. The Chachamim say the world rests on 12 Amudim. Shneimar Yaseif Gulamim Lespar Ben Israel. So here the article connected this with the Marsha. This is the Gemara at the end of Makot. You may remember it's like last daf or so in Makot. It says that there are 613 mitzvot, and then different Nevi'im established it on different Nesodot. So one has it 11, there are 11 principles in Torah, but he figures you need Amunah on top of the 11 principles. So the 12 Amudim are the 11 principles and Amunah. He says, and V'yeshamrim Shiva Amudim. Some say Shiva Amudim, so over there there's an opinion that says six, there are six Ikarim, and then, but you have to have Amunah with that. It was Shnemar Chasva Amudah Shiva. He carved out the pillars. You know, there's a book by T. Lawrence, you know, Seven Pillars of Wisdom. And, you know, it comes from this pasuk. You know, he went to the Near East. He fought for the British in World War One. Reb Lazar ben Shemua Amar Amud Achad B'Sadik Shor. Reb Lazar ben Shemua says it rests on one pillar, and that's the same thing as the Gemara in Masechet Makot. Shemua B'Sadik Yisod Olam. Okay, let me pause for a second. Everybody's been patient, but we're running out of time. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts? Go.
Tosfot here says, it's 500 years.
Okay.
Second part.
Which Tosfot
is that? On the left.
Okay.
And don't be saying
Wait. That's a distance. That's a distance. Yeah. The amount you could travel in 500 years. Yeah. Okay.
And in Eshet Chayil, we said that Takom Bo'ad Laila. So now all of a sudden the women are waking up late and the men are the ones who
So
therefore they get special
rights for waking up late. Yeah. So it doesn't mean that women are not industrious, but and in Eshet Chayil we say she is industrious, although Eshet Chayil is not a lot of different shots than what Eshet Chayil is talking about, whether it's talking about women, the Torah, or Shabbos, or other things, the different ways to darshan. Yeah. But even assuming it's something about a woman. But
one idea, song we have.
What?
One song we have, you're killing it.
Well, you may not have it, but anyway, that's one shot. But even assuming that here it means like they show up for work at the king's palace is what he's saying. Well, that was in the mashal. So I don't have time to go into it right now, but it may not be analogous. You know, the fact that he gets up early is like you have to come up for the work early. So. Let me see what he says here. I'm not saying that. I have to take a little more. Okay, but I'm just running out of time. I have to go. I'm sorry. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So, all right, now, okay, so, okay, Amar Rav Yehuda. Everybody, we're around eight lines before it gets medium wide. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shnei Rekim Haim. There are two heavens. Shenemar, Hein L'Shem L'Kecha, Shemayim, Shemayim, Shemayim. The heavens and the heavens above the heavens. Reish Lakish Amar Shiva. Reish Lakish says there are seven heavens. This is, I think, a little more famous to have Shiva Rikiyam. These are the seven heavens. Vilon means like a curtain. Rakia, Shechakim, Zavul, Ma'on, Machon, Arabot. So the highest heaven is Arabot. So Vilon, Ein L'Shamish Klum, Vilon doesn't really do that much. El Nichtas Shachrit, in the Shachrit, it's like taken away from the sky. Vyotze Arvit, it comes out in the heavens, it happens at night. It's like a curtain over the skies at night. It like renews itself each day. It like spreads out like a curtain against the heavens and stretches out like a tent in which to dwell. Rakia, that's number two. The sun, the moon, and the kochavim, the stars, the mazlot are in that. That's Rakia. It says Shechakim, Shabo. That there's mills that grind the man for the tzaddikim. And what is the dalit here? He says, "Tidlabo." In the future, it'll do the man tzaddikim. Shneimar by tzav shachim imal, but I'll tell you, shemayim patach. But I'm certainly him man lechol begomer. So he's gonna, you know, issue forth man for the tzaddikim from there. Zavol, I think it's number four at this point. Shabo Yerushalayim Beit Hamikdash means it's a heavenly Beit Hamikdash. Umizbeach banuiyu michal asar gadol amin makriba lav korban. Shinemar bano baniti Beit Zavolach makol shetcha olamim. Shlomo Melech, when he dedicates the Beit Hamikdash, is I built a Beit Zavolach, meaning I built the Beit Hamikdash here on earth. And there's a corresponding Beit Hamikdash in Shemayim in Zavol. Makol shetcha olamim. So that's Zavol. Then he says, "Minalan de ikri shemayim." How do we know that it's called shemayim? Dichtiv habeit b'shemayim re'im mizavol kachcha v'tifar techa. So it's look from the shemayim and see zavol kachcha. In other words, zavol is one of the heavens. Then he says, "Ma'on." We're up to the next heaven. Ma'on shabokito shemalachim sharet shomro shira b'layla v'chashot b'yom. That there they have groups of malachim. They say shira at night. And during the day, they're silent. And they quote on Israel, the difference for Klal Israel. Klal Israel says Shira during the day. So, and the Malachim, they don't want to like infringe, you know, so they do it at night. Shinomar Yomam Mitzvah Hashem Chasto. During the day, Hashem commands Chasto, Valayla Shiro Imi. At night, his Shira is with me. So Rashi says, the Rashi is around midway down the narrow columns. Yomam Mitzvah Hashem Chasto, Yitzvah L'malachim L'shtok. He directs the Malachim to be silent. He did Lasot Chesed, L'shrichim Chesed. Behemah Tachtonim, to do chesed with the people. And there's one of the piyutim that we have, we Ashkenazim have on Yom Kippur, that, you know, compares their shira with our shira. He says, Amrish Lakish Kol Osek B'Torah B'Layla Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshech Lav. This is like a diversion now, or a tangent will come back. Amrish Lakish Kol Osek B'Torah B'Layla Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshech Lav Chushal Chesed B'Yom. So if a person toils in Torah at night, Yashkol to all of you, you're Osek in Torah at night. So Hashem extends a Chushal Chesed, like charm over the person during the day. Shinemar Yomam Sibah Hashem Chasto. He says Hashem commands his chesed during the day of this person, Ma'umatam. Yomam Yitzvah Hashem Chasto, Mishumu Balayla Shiroi Me. The end of the pasuk says, Balayla Shiroi Me. It's with a cholam there. At night, his shir is with me. Ve'ikita Amri, Amri Shlach Shko Osei Patora Bolam Azeh. We Osei Katora in this world, Shu Domel Laila, which is like night, you'll have a Chushal Chesed Lo'olam Haba, Shu Domel Yom, Shemar Yomam Simel Shto, Balayla Shiroi Me. All right, Amar Reb Levi, Kol Posek Mi Divrei Torah, Osek Divrei Sicha. If a person interrupts Divrei Torah and he just starts shmoosing, Ma'akilunto Gachali Ritamim, he gets Ritamim coals. Ritamim coals are very coals that keep burning, even after they look like they're out, they keep burning. Shemar Hakalfim Maluach Al Siach. Like the people who, like, Kotev Maluach, the way the Gemara, again, the darshan all these psukim, the Maluach, they're taking, like, from the Luach, from the tablet, they grab the tablet, and they stop learning, Alei Siach, because of their conversation, B'shorash Ritamim Lachmam. The root of Ritamim is their bread, and they'll give you the Rotem. He says, Menalan Dikri Shemaim. Now, going back to our previous part, was we're up to Ma'on. How do we know that Ma'on is called Shemayim? Shnemar Shkifim Noon Kutchchavan Shemayim. Machon, the next one, Shabo Otro Shelig, Otro Barag, Valiat Tolim, Ra'im, Valiat Eglim. There's a storehouse of snow and barad and hail. Valiat Tlalim, there's like a storehouse, an attic filled with tal, with dew, bad dew. Valiat Eglim, like beads of rain, beads of water. Bechadra, Shalsufa, Sa'ara. And then there's another room with Sufan Sa'aru, Ma'ara Shal Kitor, Sufan Sa'aru means like with storm, Ma'ara Shal Kitor in a cave with vapor, with Altoteim Eish and doors of fire, Shinemar Yiftach Hashem Lachad Otsaro HaTov, Hashem will open Otsaro HaTov, his good Otsar. I guess you can have good from there, you've got everything up there. So the Gemara says, Hani B'Rakia, no, were those things in Rakia in the heavens? Hani B'Ara, no, they're on earth, Dechtiv. Halud Hashem in Haaretz, Tanim Chol Tmod, Eishu Rad, Shilat Nitor, Ruch Saras Advaro. It says, Min Haaretz, we praise the Tehillim that these things are here on earth. What does it mean in the Shemayim? So, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, David B'kish Leim Rachamim, or Redan La'aretz. David Melech was Mavakish Rachamim, these things should come to earth. I guess it means it could be used for good or bad, is what I would say. He says, Amar Fana Rebodo Shalom, Lo Kel Chayfetz Resha Ata. You're not a person who likes wickedness, Hashem. Lo Yigur Chara, that, you know, evil doesn't abide by you. Sadiqa ta Hashem, like you want evil up there, so keep it down here. So where do we know that that's also called Shemayim? This is, I think, we're up to Ma'on. Machon. So then Aravot is the top one. Shabot Tzedek Mishpat Utztaka, Ginzei Chaim, Ginzei Shalom, Ginzei Bracha. In other words, you have the righteousness, justice, staka, charity, Ginzei Chaim, like storehouse of life, and Shalom, Ginzei Bracha, Nishmatan Shadikim, Neshamot Sadikim, Veruchot and Neshamot. Ruchot and Neshamot is hard things for to Rashi's first shot, it's the same thing. And then Rashi's second shot, there's a difference between Ruach and Neshamot. So I don't know if I understood it 100%, but I'll read what they have here. He says that, one second, yeah, he says that he says Ruach versus soul, whose spiritual structure corresponds to man's body. Neshamot is the breath of life, spirit of holiness that God breathes into man. So either way, all those things are up there. Shatidli Hibarot, there will be in the future. Vital Shatikin Sparkle Lucky Open Meditim, the Talad Hashem will revive, resuscitate the dead with. And that's up there as well, Aravot. And remember, Aravot, that relates to, we say it like, we'll come up in the Gemara, it's going to put the Pasuk shortly, Sola Rokhev Baravot. But on Hoshana Rabbah, we take the Aravot. The Aravot relates to Aravot, the highest heavens on Hoshana Rabbah. So he says here, Sedeku Mishpat, the Tiv, the Tzedek Shvat is Mechon Kisecha. That's in Machon, as we're up to, right? Mechon Kisecha. Staka Dekhti Vayibash Staka Kashriyon. It's like. What? Say again, what? Aravot, yeah. So Tzedek Shvat Mechon Kisecha means like this. Tzedek Shvat Kisecha, it says that it's like in your Kisei. So Aravot is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that's in Aravot. And then Staka Dekhti Vayibash Staka Kashriyon. He adorned himself with staka, but that's closest to him. So that's Aravot. Ginzei Chaim Dichtiv Kimcham Kor Chaim. He says like with you is the source of life. That's where the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ginzei Shalom Dichtiv Vayikralo Hashem Shalom. Ginzei Bracha Dichtiv Yisabra Chamin Hashem. Nishpatan Shal Tzadikim Dichtiv Vaytanef Shadni. This is from Avigail with David Melech. Vaytanef Shadni Rabbit Surah Chaim Er Hashem Elokecha. Okay, please, I'm hearing some noise. Please, I need silence. Okay. So he says, the nefesh of my master should be bound with Chaim and with Hashem Elokecha. Rucho neshamo chatili barot afiv, ki ruach b'lefanai ya'atov, a spirit, I would say, for me, will come and wrap itself, u'deshamor ne'asiti. V'tal shatik shvarku l'akriyo b'meitim d'chiv, geshem nidavo tanif elokim, nachalcha v'neloa, atachonat hasham ufanim u'strafim, v'chayra kodesh, u'malachay shirei b'kisei kavod, melchachay ram nisa, shokhin alihem, Baravot. Wait, one second. So he says here, one second, I want to read it correctly. He says, so Geshem is about Tanith Elokim, the generous rain you lavish, O God, Nachalchav in Allah, Tachmanatha, when your heritage was weary, you established it firmly. Then the Gemara says, Sham Ofanim, Ustrafim, Lechaira Kodesh, Malachai Share, all these, celestial angels are there, the Kisei Kavod. Hashem, was exalted and resting his presence on them. Shemar, Solu Rokei Baravot B'Kashemo. Solu Murads upon the plains. The Aravot, his name is Ka. Now, the Gemara says, Umanalan de Ikri Shemayim. Where do we know that that's also called Shemayim? Aki Rechiva Rechiva. We learned to say Rishaba. Tiv Hacha Solu Rokei Baravot. It says, extol the one who rides in Aravot. Uchtivatam Rochev Shemayim Bezrecha. So there it says Shemayim explicitly, and here we have Rokev, the Choshech Manan Varafel Makifinoto, and darkness and Arafel, thick darkness surround him. Shemar Yashad Choshech Citros Vivotav Sukato Kashkat Mayim Abesh Chakim. So the Gemara says, Umi Choshech Kame Shemaya, is the darkness before in Shemayim, before Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Bahaktiv, the Pasuk says in Daniel, Rugale Amikta Umistarta Yada Mabakashocha. So it says that light dwells with Hashem. Here we're saying darkness is with Hashem, but the Pasuk says light is with Hashem. So the Gemara says, no contradiction between the Pasukim, the top line, the Gemara, and Aleph, Habavati Gavai, Habavati Barai. In the inner chambers, it's light. The outer chamber is dark, but that's the way that works. Okay, we're just about out of time. There was more I had to say. There's a famous, we quoted over here, there's a famous Gra. The Gra is in the beginning, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of where Hilchot Rosh Chodesh is, but in the big Shulchan Aruch, it's in, I think, in Chelik Beis in Orach Chaim, in the big Shulchan Aruch. So in the Hakdama there, it mentions that the Gra says that Yalav Yavo, we have eight terms in Yalav Yavo, Yalav Yavo, Be'ivi, Erevi, Sevi, Shvabi, Be'ivi, Zacher. So the Gra says that they refer to the seven heavens. So we want our tefillot to pierce through to the seventh heavens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says each one refers to another heaven, Yala, Yavo, and he had a whole Hesber here, and they connect to the Nitam of Yahu, and then the last two count as one. Last two count as one, and let's see what the Gemara says. Now, okay, I think that's it for today. No. There are eight terms, but the last two count as one. Okay, that's good.
So when the person gives
So the mono does sound like a certain place. Okay, I gotta call it a day now. Let me just send a recording. One second. Wait.